Title: Nearly 4,000 Christians gather in Miri, Sarawak, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Borneo spiritual revivals. It was no ordinary weekend in Miri, Sarawak, as thousands of Christians from over 100 churches gathered at Miri Indoor Stadium for tribal gathering, a three-day rally marking the 50th anniversary of the Borneo spiritual revivals. From 5 to October 7, 2023, nearly 4,000 believers from Malaysia, Indonesia and Singapore gathered in one accord to seek God's face and declare His sovereignty over the region. The spiritual revivals that emerged from Borneo is an important event in the history of Christianity in Malaysia because of the impact on churches and Christians in both rural and urban areas, explained Pastor Rachel, a pastor from the Kelabit ethnic mountain tribe of Sarawak and one of the main organizers. The 50th anniversary celebration adopted the theme Spreading the Embers, in reference to the fossilized resin used by the Highlanders of Borneo as fire starters. The days were filled with harp and bowl sessions, characterized by fervent prayer and worship, while the nights witnessed healing sessions and power-packed rallies. Pastor Rachel Bulan and Pastor Sabrina Lowe of Cornerstone Community Church Borneo led the charge at the rally with a distinguished lineup of speakers. This intergenerational approach was evident as it featured both titans of the faith and emerging revivalists. Pastor Solomon Bulan, BEM Cornerstone Senedan, Pastor Chu Weng Chi, SIBKL, Pastor Daniel Ho, DUMC, Pastor Dr. Philip Lin, Skyline SIB, Reverend Yang Tuk Yong, Cornerstone Community Church, Singapore, and Pastor Hani Sidiawan, Bethany Solobaru Church, Indonesia, represented spiritual fathers of the Southeast Asian Church. Also present were next generation leaders, Pastor Michael and Tabitha Lam, Life Gen, Pastor Jonathan Chandra, Calvary Community Church, JB, Pastor Calvin Hong, Awakened Generation, Singapore, and Pastor Henry Sitiawan, Bethany El Bethel Church, Indonesia. The praise and worship sessions were also led by various teams, including Lifegen Church, Joshua Hayuk, Tribal Gathering, Cornerstone Borneo, and Josh Yo, K.L. Hop, Awakened Generation. Throughout these 3 days, the presence of God was palpable as ethnic differences were set aside in the spirit of unity through the love of Jesus Christ. A new generation of Christian leaders emerged, ready to carry the torch of revival forward. TUI. A wake-up call for the Malaysian Church. On the first night of the rally, the theme chosen was TUI, a powerful expression that resonated with the depths of the Kelabit language, meaning wake up. For Pastor Rachel, the resonance of this word carried her back to the cherished memories of her youth. She fondly recalled her grandmother, whose morning ritual involved entering her room and delivering a gentle yet urgent command to awaken. We were farmers, and for those of us who work off the land, daylight is very precious to us. So she was saying, wake up. Don't sleep too long, as farmers, we must work while it is day, she said. The Lord brought this memory to her mind with a warning that her generation was at risk of losing their spiritual heritage. It's time, she said, for her generation to wake up from their slumber and apathy to renew their love for Jesus Christ. She then called upon her generation, millennials, to claim their spiritual heritage, built upon the prayers and faith of their forefathers, and take the torch of revival forward. For the sake of our children, Lord, send revival. Pastor Rachel cried. Revival is always unto the harvest, and the harvest is unto the Maranatha cry, come, Lord Jesus. Reconciliation of the tribes and a reunion of the Malaysian Church. On the morning of the second day, a powerful time of reconciliation unfolded as representatives from Sarawak's various ethnic tribes sought and extended forgiveness to each other. Led by Pastor Hani Sidiawan, elders of the Kelabit, Iban, Kayan and Lun Bawang tribes stepped forward and embraced one another. They cast aside decades of division caused by differences or sentiments of superiority, humbling themselves before the Lord and one another. It was a profound and significant moment for Sarawak's diverse people groups as the elders prayed, confessed their shortcomings and embraced one another. Seeing the reconciliation between the tribes, especially because I am a Kelabit Lun Bawang myself, and realizing that I'm the fourth generation, to experience this revival, it's incredible. I believe that God is doing something now. He's not going to do it, He's already doing it now, said attendee Patricia Andrew from Agape Community Church, Seremban. In restoring unity, the elders reclaimed their God-given destiny as the Anak Salong, firstborn, of the land and the fire starters of revival. That night, the rally was themed Puyam, which means dear one or darling in Kelabit. The word is often used to bring comfort or encouragement to the hearer. In line with the theme, three spiritual fathers from West Malaysia with a burden for East Malaysia spoke at the rally. Pastor Daniel Ho, Pastor Chu Weng Chi and Pastor Dr. Philip Lin shared how God had placed Borneo in their hearts and attested to the divine destiny of her land and people. They prayed for the reconciliation between East and West Malaysia and charged the next generation to rise up as a united voice of believers seeking God's heart for Malaysia. The next and new generations are rising up in boldness. On the final day of the rally, next generation leaders took the mic to cast their vision and share their hopes for the future. These revivalists blazed a trail of unbridled worship, ushering the congregation into the very presence of God. Amid their fervent worship, these emerging leaders unveiled the divine visions etched upon their hearts for this transformative season. Pastor Jonathan Chandra called on all women under 45 years old to the altar and expressed his belief that the Lord is raising women evangelists in Malaysia and surrounding nations. This was confirmed by Pastor Sabrina Lowe, who said God is looking to revive the fivefold ministry amongst women in the church. "We're going to have more prophets, pastors, teachers, apostles and evangelists," she declared. Pastor Tabitha Lamb encouraged the younger generation to be bold and use their influence and voices for the Lord. She prayed for courage and boldness to speak up with unwavering conviction. In a profoundly moving moment, the spotlight turned to Joy, an 11-year-old belonging to the Lun Bawang tribe. Pastor Rachel extended an invitation for this young prayer warrior to lead the congregation in an intercessory prayer, one that would resonate far beyond the confines of the stadium. Kneeling humbly before the Lord, the young Joy presented her petitions. She earnestly prayed for her own generation, Gen Alpha, asking for repentance and divine guidance to fulfill God's calling and purpose. Her tender heart also remembered the children worldwide who suffered from the ravages of war, conflict, and abuse. She sought the merciful and compassionate hand of God to envelop them. Finally, she stood up and cried out, "Let my people go," 7 times before the shofars were blown, and the entire stadium joined her in prayer. "The harvest is plentiful, and our hearts cry, Lord, do it again." The final night rally kicked off with a roar as thousands raised their voices to honor the name of Jesus Christ and invite the Holy Spirit to move. Pastor Yang Tuk Yong challenged the Southeast Asian Church to come up higher and look beyond to the global harvest that awaits. He prayed for hearts to be revived and refired for the work that lies ahead. It was a time of renewal for many who surrendered their lives to Jesus once again. Pastor Rachel also shared her testimony of how she overcame drug addiction. She then led the crowd in a prophetic act of breaking strongholds of addiction in Miri and other towns represented. The night then ended with a praise party, closing out 3 days of renewal and refreshing for the thousands of believers who attended. The prayer now is that upon their return to their home churches, communities and nations, they will return transformed with renewed fervor, staying in step with the Lord and carrying the gospel unashamed. As Pastor Rachel prayed, "Never the same, Lord, we want to leave this place never the same." About the Borneo Spiritual Revivals, Borneo Revival. On October 4, 1973, the Holy Spirit descended upon an unassuming gathering in the remote mountain village of Borneo. Within the confines of a government school, a divine encounter unfolded between Solomon Bulan, a teacher, and a group of impassioned student leaders. Their hearts were pierced with conviction, and in response, they cast aside their superficial, nominal expressions of Christianity. In their fervent pursuit of the divine, they cried out, igniting a spiritual wildfire that soon drew the entire Kelabit community into its embrace. One by one, hearts were humbled, and souls turned back to the Lord. As the ripples of this profound transformation spread, neighboring tribes bore witness to a surge of the Holy Spirit's power over the ensuing months. This revival was marked by astonishing signs and wonders, fireballs streaking across the sky, water and rice supernaturally transmuting into oil and flour, and angels descending into the jungle to bake bread for those in need. This spiritual renaissance extended its luminous reach to the villages of Borneo, Bakalalan in Sarawak, and Tanjungambar in Sabah. These were the hallowed grounds where the history of Christianity in Malaysia was irrevocably rewritten. The revival unfurled in 4 distinct waves over the span of 11 transformative years, offering a profound season of renewal and spiritual rejuvenation for the Malaysian Church. To honor this celestial intervention, annual services have since been held to commemorate this extraordinary period. In 2018, the responsibility was passed to Ta Tiny, a collective of next-generation Kelabits who renamed the initiative Tribal Gathering to reflect how revival had spread beyond the mountain tribes, Orang Ulu, and to other parts of Borneo. The inaugural Tribal Gathering took place from 5 October 7, 2023. It was jointly organized by Tribal Gathering as well as members of the Borneo Evangelical Mission, Sidong and Jil Borneo, Cornerstone Borneo Churches, Persatuan Kelabit, Saban and Barawan, PKSB, and the Nehemiah Prayer Ministry. For more information on Tribal Gathering 2024, click here. The end.